tough game for you guys to start off 19-0 before you get a shot off. I mean, I guess what's the message to the team after a tough loss like this?
We want to forget about this game. We want to try to learn something from it, but just forget about it. We don't want this team to beat us tomorrow night when we have a better matchup for us when we battle Fort Lupton. And so we can't let this game, you know, have lingering effects. We got to come out and realize that the next game starts 0-0, and this game is over. It hurts because we didn't do very many things very well. But I really feel like when our girls were sitting on that bench right there and this team walked in front of us, that we were beat. I mean, I've never seen our girls play so scared. I thought they responded better in the second half. They were able to move the ball a little bit and get it to spots we like, but we were intimidated by their size and by their aggressiveness.
That's what I was going to lead into next, their size. I mean, they run probably 6'2", 6 foot down in the paint there. And I mean, not too many teams, even high school girls basketball, that we see throughout the year at 3A or 4A level or 2A level that are that tall.
Yeah, and when we... when we move up and play 5A competition in different states, we're going to see a lot of that, and we have to respond better. You know, we didn't do a good job putting bodies on them and pinching down and double teaming the big girls. The thing with those girls, you know, they're freshmen and sophomore girls, but they know how to play basketball. Cool. They move the ball so well, they get it to their spots, and every shot they take, you know, it seemed like they had good balance and good form, and that's something we're trying to do as a team.
They remind me a lot of, they don't play like freshman, sophomore, kind of like Hugoton.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. They've been coached, and they've been coached well, and it's fun to see. It's too bad when it's not fun to see when we're on the other side of it.
Once again, Lady Beaver coach Shelby Crawford joining us here. You're able to play in some substitutes, and Caitlin Roberts looked like she kind of got going there in the fourth quarter, had 4 points in the second half, and good to see her get maybe her first points. Maybe that'll take some pressure off of her a little bit trying to score.
Yeah, absolutely. She was out early in the season, missed a lot of practice time with a shoulder injury, and we're trying to work her in the lineup because she's played a lot of basketball. She was in a fall league, and we could use her. You know, she has a lot of spots where she has to improve, but when she shoots the ball, every shot she takes has a chance of going in. So we like her on the floor. We need her to pick up her defensive intensity a whole lot. But offensively, she could add some things to our team.
Well, I mean, the defense was there at times here tonight for you guys.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the effort, it wasn't lacking, but we made the game too hard. We were running too far out and chasing players when we needed to be help side. We made their press just incredibly effective by we weren't setting screens, we weren't getting the ball to the middle of it, and that makes the game really hard, and that just, it exerts a lot of effort, unnecessary effort on our end.
Well, it's going to be Fort Lupton tomorrow afternoon here in this high school gym at 3 o'clock, and 56-32, they lost to Kansas City Schlegel, and I think you had a chance maybe to go over there and see Fort Lupton and Schlegel.
Yeah, I saw the first half of that, and it should be a competitive game. You know, if we play to our ability, we could win that game. And get our third win of the season, which would be huge for us. And so I really am excited for tomorrow. And you know, that was the message to the team, is this game is over. Tomorrow, 0-0 against competition that is nowhere near Pine Creek. I think Pine Creek will win this tournament with the players that they have.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting this out of the way early, it can either help us when we see competition not up to their level, or, we can have our head down and say, oh, we got beat. Too bad and not respond well in our next game.
Well, I'll turn around for you quickly tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And, Coach, as always, we appreciate you stopping by post-game, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys covering Lady Beaver basketball.